When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Vols fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. You got your boy that way. You got the Duke. Hit him up, Twitter, at Brad Rush. Of course, myself, Brandon Bird. Follow us, Instagram, Brandon Bird TN. The most important part is that the show itself, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the same, at TN Fan Talk. Guys, I get a text somewhere, probably third quarter of the game, that says this. If you think we have any chance of beating Florida and Kentucky, you are dead wrong. I can't imagine who sends that. We're going to talk that. We're going to break down the Vols. We're going to talk a little bit about that Kentucky-Florida thing, touch around the SEC just a little bit. But a lot in store for you on the first episode of this week. Get on in here. All right, Vols fans, let's get this started. Take one moment, if you haven't already, go down below, hit that subscribe button. If you're checking this out on any other platform, social media, hit that like.
Pornhub.
Help. God. Hey, already. Already. What are we, a minute into this show?
You got to hit them with a hard one. OnlyFans. We need to start one called Only Tennessee Fans.
Ooh, there you go. I like that.
Mix it in. Okay. Only TN fans.
So last week, let's just get this out of the way. Last week, Duke says he's going to be 10 beers into it, and if they win, he's going to go another 10. So, two questions. First off, did you watch the game, which I'm assuming you did?
And I sure did.
Second, how many did you actually put down?
Zero.
None.
Not a single natural light went down the whole throat. I didn't pound any beers.
So I'm assuming that there's a reason for this, but and I want to hear it.
Okay.
And I think our fans would want to hear why you wouldn't drink.
Maybe not. It's not that great of a story, but I'll tell the story.
But I think maybe that if you're watching and you distribute beer, brew beer, something like that, I think you need to...
I mean, y'all should hit me up.
I think you need to hit the Duke up.
Jackalope.
At comment below or Twitter.
Any Anheuser-Busch product minus natural ice. I'm past those days.
Too old for those, right?
Yeah. That was
so you were going to go to the bar. That did not happen.
Yeah, the group I was going with, they got a little, you know, I'm more mature than them, what you would say, which is not true.
They were stung over from the night before.
They were, you know, one or two of them blew their motor from the night before, and they just couldn't rally. They couldn't. I mean, a couple of them called the dinosaurs, couldn't puke and rally. I called them the next day. Hey, man, what time are we meeting at the bar? I got too drunk the night before. I'm probably not going to show up. I can't even make it to the couch. Working. I said, all right, we'll just watch it from the house.
There you go. Well, that's the best way to watch it. Of course, everyone that was watching it saw that we had pretty decent attendance there. I thought you could hear the mics on field picking up that of Vols fans. So, great turnout, I think, for us. Kind of can't tell between the yellow seats and the orange on some of it. But here's what gets me. Of course, we know that the rankings have come out.
Yep.
And they move us up. We knew it was going to happen. I don't agree with how far that we moved up simply because we are having an identity crisis right now. We are known as this high-power, fast-going offense. We are known in the first 35 seconds of a game to put up a touchdown. not 2-3 and outs.
So
the first 35 seconds was 3 and out.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Give the ball up, you know, hold them to 3, and then go 3 and out.
I mean, there was Tennessee fans on Twitter just losing their mind after that. I'm like, kids, pump the brakes.
Absolutely insane. Hooker has got to get those nerves under control. I don't know if you could see how much he was stuttering. Offensive line didn't help him by any means. I mean, The rushes that just bull rushes straight in, untouched, and getting to him. And it started making him flutter a little bit. Once they were able to contain that a little more, you know, put the running back in and run some plays, you know, to draw their defense back, and also putting in those running backs as a little blocker for Hooker, letting him get some passes out. But where we failed in some areas, you know, we're known for that offense, quick, whatever. We didn't look the part, but we did pick up in other areas.
No, I agree. I was sitting there watching it, and I'm like, this is just building up to be a typical Tennessee heartbreak. You know what? I'm sitting here watching. I'm like, yep, they blocked our punt.
Oh, my God.
All this other crap. And I'm like, here we go again. It's just like perfect setup. And for once in my life since, let's say, 2000 and let's just give it 8. I mean, that's generous. Something went our way.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and like, being a Tennessee fan, it's like being on, like, you take these drugs, you have these highest of highs, and then you crash and hit the bottom. It's like in between quarters. It's like a roller coaster ride that you don't want to get off of. I mean, like, I was talking to you before the show. I'm like, You could probably look and check the statistics of a lifespan of a Tennessee fan. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and subtract the obesity because we know that's a pretty high percentage from any team in the SEC, but especially Tennessee. And I guarantee our life expectancy is still shorter than, let's say, even Alabama.
That of Alabama, right? Because
they stunk before, and maybe having close gene pools help. I don't know.
They've at least had some help with their blood pressure the past decade. Now, prior to then, maybe not.
Yeah, it's called Facilin Fiber Cheerios, but they make sure they put a lot of sugar on their Cheerios. That helps lower blood pressure.
We won't get into them just yet, but we do need to talk about them for sure. Mm-hmm.
But if we're going back to the game, I did notice that we had a fan out there saying that we don't know crap about football, and it's true. We don't. We never claimed to. It's just like, I mean, 95% of our fan base doesn't know crap about football anyway. I go off the eye test. I cut jokes. I watch the game, and we win, and I'm happy. We lose. I'm not that sad because I'm expected to lose.
What's that tagline underneath our logo?
By fans, for fans.
Yeah.
And average fans, they go off the eye test. And you know what? By God, like I said, you're a little nervous and a little, you know, like a little down on the team. I don't give a dang, buddy. We won. And that's all that matters to me. 1 point or 100 points in the win column. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Now, I mean, we were having some problems.
Yeah. Here's the problems right here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Look at them. We got neck and neck on first downs, neck and neck total yards, breaking that down a little bit passing. Hooker was 27 for 42, 325 passing yards. Pitt was 274. They were 23 for 44 by, you got to do a combined quarterback, which is something that I want to get on that rant and rave, that positive that we had, right?
I do want to say that we got lucky that the undercover KGB agent Slovis got hurt. Because if he stayed in the whole time, we might have had it might have been a different outcome, but I don't care. A win's a win.
91 rush yards for Tennessee, 141 for Pitt. Here's the third down conversions. I mean, still a problem for us. 6 for 16, just not even looking at Pitt, just at us. I mean, that's not great. One thing that we have improved on from last year is red zone. We are perfect, 100%, for 2 weeks in a row, which is great for us. Tennessee had to punt the ball 6 times, which is double that of Pitt.
Does that count in the block?
We had to punt it, yeah.
I mean, Father Time.
Oh, my God.
Took his daggum time kicking it. I mean, he held it for 10 years.
That in an unblocked defender. Not touched.
True. But he still waited 10 years before he kicked it.
We did have 4 sacks for 34 yards. And then they got 3 for 15 yards on us. And tackles for loss, guys, is back. 9 tackles for loss, 45 yards. And Pitt had 6 for 21. So, again, while we did not look great offensively, I think the defense really stepped up when they needed to.
No, I agree. And last week, because of Jordan Rodgers, everybody was talking about no sacks. And, I mean, maybe we were holding back. Maybe we were just, you know, trying to get some time in, working on some fundamentals, like I said last week. But, hey. Yep.
Trying on that coverage.
Proof's in the pudding.
Trying on that coverage. We had several plays that could have been interceptions. And
if we're going back from the offensive side of the ball, this was, I mean, 2 weeks ago, it's good to get, you know, work on your timing. But the athletes compared to what Pitt has compared to, I don't even remember who we played last week.
Ball That's State. How. Yeah.
Yeah. Testicle Tech, excuse me. I'm going to give the offense some slack. I mean, the defense for Pitt was pretty legit. I mean, they were the ACC champions last year.
They were, and they have a very tough
missing
line.
Pickett. But still, they didn't lose a lot of guys, especially on their offensive line, which they said that we weren't going to get through.
Yeah.
Well, we did.
We did.
I mean, the offense does need to get a little better, but like I said, I'm not complaining.
It took our defense a little bit of time, but once they were able to find their way into there, I mean, come on, to hurt 2 quarterbacks? I mean, they're like...
Back in the Butch Jones days, we did it all the time.
You see that? I watched a video on that today when they started that whole third down for what thing and had little John in, and they had...
I do miss that. They had a top-tier
defense. Anyway, we get in, hurt not one, hurt 2. Can you imagine that? All right. Call in the third. He's over. I'm.
Oh man, I just thought of a great one because I've already talked about the undercover KGB agent. I don't know how many kids will know this one, but what about Patty Mayonnaise? You get Patty.
From
if anybody
Charlie
watched
Brown.
Doug back in the day, Patty Mayonnaise.
Oh,
hey, he
from okay Nickelodeon's Doug.
Yeah, heck yeah. But I mean, he wasn't. I mean, terrible. He was a 5th-year senior and he was a top 11 quarterback back when he came out of high school. Oh, Patty Mayonnaise didn't have enough mustard on the ball. Give it to him.
Too bad they weren't at Tennessee. We could have gave them some mustard.
Oh, yeah. French's. Even though I'm more of a fan of Heinz mustard.
Don't sue me. No, you are. So the Vols will step into week 3. Back at home with Akron visiting. We'll get into the breakdown of that on the second show of this week, along with other parts of the schedule that we need to talk about. We are going to take a real short break, try to get some ad revenue.
dollar bills, y'all.
And we want to touch on a couple things, a little bit of the rankings that I don't agree with.
Oh, you know my heart doesn't want to see it.
And,
Keep me unranked.
And then we really, while we're going to just go through and maybe hit a game or two, we really want to talk about this East game with that Kentucky and Florida. So we'll get right into that right after this.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, fans, welcome back. Thanks for following back in here with us, going down the list here. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to go down the list. I'm gonna make a jump here. Texas A&M. Dude.
You got to watch them boys from Boone.
Michigan of the South? What's going on?
I mean, App State has got a lot better. The Sun Belt all around yesterday. Marshall, win.
Big win.
Was that Georgia Southern or Georgia State? I can't remember. Win.
MTSU, win.
I don't even know who they played. App State, win.
They were big. So we picked Texas A&M. Actually, I think you picked them to go undefeated.
I sure did. I didn't know that the daggum quarterback was going to be that bad. You bring in the best, your best recruiting class of the year, and they're like, oh, you're going to play for this guy, and he stinks.
Yeah, you have them 12-0, and they
not no mo. They also had Vanderbilt 1-11.
Hey, Vandy,
2-10's on the table though.
I said they were losing this game, but they're not going to lose the next one, so they'll be 3.
Who do they play next?
I don't know.
App State?
No.
I wish.
Oh, that.
Just a little tidbit here. Texas A&M paid Appalachian State $1.5 million
and got. Beat.
And got beat.
You love to see plays it. NIU next week.
NIU, I need it.
So, Illinois. Alabama, last second, leaves 10 seconds on the clock with a field goal. Steve Sarkisian about puts him away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Alabama just knows how to hurt a Texas quarterback's shoulder.
I love watching Bryce Young, just how he can maneuver and get out of things and make people miss tackles, and some of the throws that he can make is just insane. I mean, and his wide receiver core is great, right? And they're there to help him.
Mm-hmm.
But I love watching him play.
I do want to make sure that the fans out there knows that don't get your hopes up when we play Bama. Like, it sprinkled a little hope in my mind. Like, you know what? Maybe we have a chance. And then I'm like, reel it back in.
Can you imagine reel it back in. What Saban is putting that team through this week?
Well, I mean, with all the sissy boys out there today, probably not too much. Not what he could have done in 2008.
South Carolina goes on the road, Arkansas, and loses. Of course, Wake Forest beats Vandy. We already talked about that.
I can't believe people on ESPN said Vanderbilt were going to win. And I said, y'all are freaking crazy.
Not a chance. Not a chance against our.
That was the battle of like it should have been called the Revenge of the Nerds.
That's what I said last week.
The Revenge of the Nerd Bowl.
a score that you picked, or a game that you picked, was Kansas State hosting Mizzou and beating them, and you were right. They beat the crap out of them. All that because Eli Drinkwitz ran his mouth about Tennessee. He deserved it.
Well, no, I mean, if you're going out to Kansas, which is not, other than the Kansas City Chiefs, which I think are technically in Missouri, the state of Kansas doesn't have a very good football. Like, Kansas State is their football program, and they're not very good, but KU really stinks.
Yes.
But I just knew, I know that Missouri – they just didn't have, I mean, if the best team in Kansas is Kansas State, they're probably ranked now. I haven't looked them up. Are they in the top 25 yet?
I don't know. We'll pull that screen up here in just a minute.
I can't remember. Anyway, but I mean, I just knew it was going to happen.
Georgia with another.
I mean, Vanderbilt might beat Missouri. That's going to be a tough one to pick.
No, that is going to be tough. We'll see how it gets when we get a little closer to that. Georgia with another blowout. Ole Miss, of course, playing Central Arkansas with another blowout. Auburn barely pulling away.
Yeah, I mean, I would call that squeaking by San Jose State, which I didn't know had a football team.
The LSU with a much needed victory, and Mississippi State with a win. We do want to talk just a little bit Florida, who everyone had such high hopes. Tell me you watched the game.
Oh, I did. I actually watched all that game.
And tell me that AR-15, Anthony Richardson.
You can't call him that anymore because it's not politically correct.
Tell me he does not look like a 3 foot shorter Joe Milton.
I thought about that. I was thinking, I still think he's probably got a higher ceiling than Milton. He's more like a very, raw
Michael Vick. He knows one pass.
Hard. He throws
AR four-seam throw
fastballs.
Ball. AR throw ball.
He throws a four-seam fastball every time. I mean, he's probably breaking fingers.
I mean,
at 15 yards.
And Kentucky,
laser beams.
Kentucky took advantage of it. Florida did not score in the second half, and the final two that they scored in the first half was Kentucky's muffed punt.
I mean, I tell you what, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar couldn't have caught that snap. That's how high it was.
And then the kicker just, let me just kick it through the back of the end zone.
I mean, that was a smart move. I was down there watching it downstairs, and I'm like, I mean, that's probably the smart move.
Two's better than seven.
Yep.
Two's better than seven. I don't know.
Don't try to do too much there, kid.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
I was impressed that he hit it. You know, with it rolling away from
him. Oh, yeah. I know. I saw that. It was full force and doop. I was like, yeah, he must be a kicker.
I mean, I tell you what, though, Smoke didn't impress me like everybody thought he was.
Well, you got to remember is he was their go-to guy until Rodriguez, and I thought Rodriguez was clear to play, and he's not. It's right to that point where we need to move into next week's stuff, so we will see you on show two of this week where we are talking about week three. Would that technically be week three? That'd be.
I mean, maybe should we? Well, we can't really go week four because then what are we going to talk about next week?
Do you count? I guess you got to go zero. So it's zero, one, two.
No, we didn't play week zero because that was games before us.
We didn't, but we got Vandy to talk about. Got Vandy to talk about.
It was technically week one if we're coming to real games.
Yes.
And then we're going to skip a week, and then we go to week two. So this is technically our bye week against Akron. I hope I don't eat my words by saying that. But we get bye weeks.
We will talk about what they need to work on. Everyone else saw it, so we're just saying what's on your mind. Thank you so much for watching this show. Remember, wherever you are, we are at TN Fan Talk.
Give me a V.
Oh.
LS.